Today, we'll be reading from Matthew chapter 18, verses 21 through 35. Before we begin, let's pray. Father God, I pray that you would speak to us today. Lord, as we come to your word, I thank you that you are a God who speaks to us. You are a God who communicates. You are a God who leads us and draws us. Lord, speak to us today. We want to hear your voice and know what you expect from us. We pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen. Matthew 18, verses 21 through 35. Then Peter came to Jesus and asked, Lord, how many times shall I forgive my brother or sister who sins against me? Up to seven times? Jesus answered, I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. Jesus answered, I tell you, not seven times, but 77 times. Therefore, the kingdom of heaven is like a king who wanted to settle accounts with his servants. As he began the settlement, a man who owed him 10,000 bags of gold was brought to him. Since he was not able to pay, the master ordered that he and his wife and his children and all that he had be sold to repay the debt. At this, the servant fell on his knees before him. Be patient with me, he begged, and I will pay back everything. The servant's master took pity on him, canceled the debt, and let him go. But when the servant went out, he found one of his fellow servants who owed him 100 silver coins. He grabbed him and began to choke him. Pay back what you owe me, he demanded. His fellow servant fell on his knees and begged him, Be patient with me, and I will pay it back. But he refused. Instead, he went off and had the man thrown into prison until he could pay the debt. When the other servants saw what had happened, they were outraged and went and told their master everything that had happened. Then the master called the servant in. You wicked servant, he said. I canceled all that debt of yours because you begged me to. Shouldn't you have had mercy on your fellow servant just as I had mercy on you? In anger, his master handed him over to the jailers to be tortured until he should pay back all he owed. This is how my heavenly Father will treat each of you unless you forgive your brother or sister from your heart. Okay, today is all about forgiveness. First, Peter comes and asks him, how many times should I forgive my brother? If my brother or my sister comes and does something wrong to me, how many times do I have to forgive them? How many times do I have to let it go before I just stop forgiving them and hold it against them forever? And Jesus answers, in this translation, it says not seven times, but 77. In other translations and in other parts of the Bible where the story is repeated again, Jesus says 70 times 7, 490 times. The idea is not, let's keep track, okay, 1, 2, 3, and I get to 7, 78, or 76, 77, okay, now I'm done. No, the idea is to continue forgiving, that it should never stop. And then he tells a story. And in the story, he explains why forgiveness is so important and what our thoughts should be behind the forgiveness. The servant went to his master. The servant owed an enormous amount, so much money to this king, 10,000 bags of gold, so much money. And there was no way he could repay it. And at first the king was going to punish him, but then the servant begged for mercy, and the king not only didn't punish him, he forgave the debt and said, okay, all right, you owe me nothing. See, the king was so kind and so merciful for this servant. But as the servant left, the servant went out and found another servant who owed him just a little bit, 100 silver coins. 100 silver coins is nothing compared to 10,000 bags of gold. But this servant was very angry at the other person who owed him money and said, give it back now. And the other servant begged for mercy. But instead of showing mercy, as had been shown to him, this servant said, no, no mercy. Give it back or you will go to jail. And the contrast between this servant had just been forgiven and let go of his debt of 10,000 bags of gold, but he would not forgive his fellow servant of 100 pieces of silver. And the contrast is amazing. It's like, why would you do this? You have just been shown incredible mercy, incredible grace and kindness. You should give that to others. In the same way, God shows us such incredible mercy all the time. Day after day, we continually break God's laws. We continually rebel against God, do our own thing. Day after day, we go our own way, we put ourselves first, we put our own pleasures and desires before God, we defile ourselves with things that God has told us not to do, we continually sin against God. And yet, when we go to God and confess our sins and turn from them and say, Lord, I was wrong, please forgive me, God forgives us. And he's not limited to, okay, I'll forgive you 10 times and then we're done. You can, if you go beyond that 10 times, no more. No, God's mercy is infinite. God's mercy never ends. God's forgiveness keeps going when we come to God with a heart that is truly repentant, that truly wants to change and leave behind the sin. God's mercy keeps on going. And so in the same way, God wants us to demonstrate and show that same kind of forgiveness to those who sin against us. The things that other people do to us are small and insignificant compared to what we have done to God. The sins that we forgive others are nothing compared to the many times that God has forgiven us. And so God wants us to forgive others. Now, we do this both because we are commanded to, and because this helps get our heart right with God. But it also helps us. I have heard stories and people talking about forgiveness, how when we hold on to a grudge or we are angry with someone for what the bad thing that they have done, it doesn't really hurt them. When we refuse to forgive somebody, it hurts the other person some, but it also hurts us, because inside of us, bitterness and anger and resentment and hurt continue to grow. And so when we forgive, when we truly forgive from our heart, it lets go of that anger. It lets go of that hatred, that bitterness, that pain. When I can learn to forgive from my heart, then it helps me grow. It helps me find peace. And that's what God wants for us. God wants us to find the peace of forgiveness. The peace of forgiveness from him, the peace of forgiving other people. and no longer holding that against others. Setting our own hearts free from the pain of what others have done to us through forgiveness. And that is also how we are set free from the sin that we have committed. That as we go and confess our sins to God and say, God, I was wrong. Please forgive me. Help me change. God is never ending in his forgiveness of us. Let's pray. Lord God, I pray that if any of us are holding on to something and are holding on to anger or something against somebody else, Lord, help us let it go. Help us forgive as you have forgiven us. If we are holding on to something that we need to bring to you and ask forgiveness of you, Lord, help us to bring that to you, confess it, and turn from the sin, and find forgiveness and healing in you. Lord, we pray all of this in Jesus' name. Amen.